This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians are out and about. And that's why you listen to this radio show, so that we can tell you, hey, you know what? We're going to stop those totalitarians. Isn't that a funny word, totalitarian? Now, a lot of people don't know how to pronounce it. You have to kind of get over that hump because there's just so many syllables. But they're here. They are here, and they're trying to make their mark on you and the great United States of America. You know, it's all about the destruction of the United States of America with these people. And it's an interesting cabal of people that have come together to do this. And yes, it's sort of a big brother approach that they're using. And the United Nations is playing a big, big role in it. That's why we started this radio show almost 5 years ago. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. We've been going for so long. And it's really interesting. We've been really spot on in so much of our assessment of the totalitarians. That's why people listen to the radio show. That's why they want more of the radio show. So welcome. A lot going on. It is a busy, busy, busy news day. Let's catch up with the president. He's flying out to San Bernardino today to meet with grieving families of the terrorist attack that occurred December 2nd, which I think is a pivotal time in our nation's history. It's almost going to go down, I think, at some point in time as important as Benghazi, clearly, because of the death of 14 Americans on American soil. We don't use the term homeland here. We don't like the Hitlerian Nazi references that go along with homeland. You see, this government's very happy with it. We would rather use America. Yeah, United States of America. We think that's a little bit more accurate in its description, although a lot of people don't want us to use that. Welcome to the United States of America. Last time I checked, we are known as the United States of America. Isn't that craziness? Anyway, lots going on with this president. He's going to travel then, after meeting with the grieving families, he's going to travel to where? To Hawaii for 3 weeks. I don't know how much it's going to cost, $70 million. I don't know if it's a day. You know, I don't know really what it is, but a little bit later on in the show, we'll bring up that information for you. Yeah, just cruising right off to Hawaii. Mahalo. That's all I got to say for this president. Aloha and mahalo. And, well, that's about as far as I can go with my Hawaiian. Anyway, if you've ever been to Hawaii, it's a beautiful state, beautiful people. A little bit problems right now with all the drugs that are overflowing. They're with, you know what? He's going to go back and meet with the Shroom Gang. That's probably what he's going to do. I just thought I'd throw that out there. The Shroom Gang, which, you know, was so pivotal and important in his life at Punahou High School there in Hawaii. You know, one of the elite top high schools where rich people go. Poor people, they do not apply at Punahou High School. Just thought I'd throw that one out you. Okay, so he's going to meet with everybody, and the world is basically just coming apart. People here at home are fearful because of the terrorist attacks. We have a lot of school districts that have been getting calls and threats, emails, if you will, to various board members. We had a situation yesterday, as you know. They're ramping up their terrorist threats here on the United States. And, of course, the president, he's going to go off to Hawaii, probably do a little bit of body surfing. But, Mr. President, please watch out for the sharks in the water. Could be a problem for you. So the United States is on fire with terrorism. The economy is tanking, and he's off to Hawaii at our expense. Isn't that nice? Kind of makes you wonder what is really going on with this guy. So the issue about the president, is he becoming more like Jimmy Carter in terms of his hiding behavior? Because really, since the December 2nd attack, he has really been vacuous. You haven't seen much of the president. He hasn't really been out front. Yesterday he came out a little bit, and he had to, on Monday, he had to go down to the Pentagon, and he came out a little bit, and he was quite visual. But then all of a sudden, he just kind of disappeared. Is it just, oh, it's just so strenuous, this job that he has of wreaking terror upon the American citizens. He just has to get away and just not be around. Or are all those great lies starting to catch up with them? You know, as more and more people start to go over time and investigate this president, and they start to see the links, they start to draw the conclusions, people are coming up with the notion that, you know, this guy really shouldn't be where he's at. I don't know why I would say that, but clearly his administration has failed us miserably. Need I remind you again that under this president, we've had 34 mass murders in the United States of America. The most mass murders of any president in his term, period, end of subject. I mean, there's no other president in our nation's history that has this high a number. Oh, but by the way, second to President Barack Hussein Obama is Bill Clinton. He was a pretty good mass murderer as well. He had 23. So you see, when you start to take a look at the balance at Ronald Reagan, in 8 years, he had 7. Hello? Now, mass murder. Now, this is Mother Jones, by the way, the source of all this information. Not a conservative think tank at all. Mother Jones is, of course, very, very liberal. 34. And, of course, they've got all the updates if you go to the Mother Jones website for that. Or, actually, if you just check on our website, agenda21radio.com, we've got the stories. We're going to put out another update on that shortly about just more information about the mass shootings and how this whole thing has been carried out and systematically being done. But, you know, this particular mass murder, and remember, Mother Jones's definition is three or more, was carried out in a lot different operation. We've been making that point now since the second, because as you recall, of those of you that were watching in real time, and I really want to congratulate a lot of our listeners, because I have had chances to talk to people in person, face to face. It's been kind of a lovely experience, actually, who are great listeners of the show. And what they've told me is that they have done what I tell people to do under the circumstances of these mass murders or these shootings or these events. And that is focus. Write down notes. As things are happening in real time, you're going to get your best coverage. And you're going to get all the anomalies that are going to go on, because you'll start to see how this whole thing plays out, and especially with these mass murders, you're going to see how the narrative is going to be affixed by this administration. Now, this is one of the problems that happened in this mass murder on the 14th, is that the narrative wasn't there. This was such a well-orchestrated attack on America by very, very, very well-skilled people. This is tradecraft. This was tradecraft that happened here when you start to break down this whole shooting. But it was so well-orchestrated, they took the narrative away from the president. You see, because the other attacks were the president's attacks. You can only reach that conclusion that it was the president of the United States and his psyops, John Brennan, CIA members, and so on, that were creating those attacks. I know some people are going to say, that's just kind of tomfoolish that you would even suggest that the president of the United States would. I mean, what else can you do when you start breaking it down? That's why I say real time. People get it when you sit there and say, okay, this is happening. Let's write it down. Let's figure out. And over time, now we've had 34 experiences here, and many of these, half of them are active shooters. We've seen this whole thing play out. But something on the second didn't play out well. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
But what I will say is, again, diversion, subterfuge. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is Tom Delvecaro, U.S. Senate candidate for the great state of California, author of The Divided Era and Forbes contributor. And you're listening to Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, San Bernardino. Now, you know, I know a lot of people are saying, gosh, Paul, you're really spending a lot of time on San Bernardino. You know, I spent a lot of time on Benghazi, too, didn't I? Benghazi. And, you know, it's starting to pay off for Benghazi with Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, I don't know if you caught this, but on CNN, Jeb Bush was being interviewed, and he was asked the question, would Donald Trump make a better president than Hillary Clinton? And, of course, Jeb Bush, his answer was, I'm not going to answer that. He's not going to answer the question. Okay, well, okay, don't answer the question. Just move along, nothing to see here. He just said that his real response was, of course, that Donald Trump is not qualified to be president. Well, so I guess he's supporting Hillary Clinton. Of course, you know the Clintons and the Bushes are very, very close. You know that. So just kind of keep that one under your hat. Okay, getting back to San Bernardino, though, just a little side note. I just, you know, bouncing all over the stories here. I'm looking at the sheet. This is Friday, so we're going to go to Drudge here in a little bit. So anyway, I have that little notion of thinking about Jeb Bush being president. Could you imagine that? What a disaster this country would be shaped with. And, of course, he's just going backwards, spending all that money backwards, backwards Bush. Anyway, but the San Bernardino situation is a lot different, and there's a lot of tradecraft that went into this. Let's just break it down simply that there was an attack on America, and this attack was well-coordinated, took a long time, actually, to develop. And in a second, we're going to be playing a clip from Fox News to talk about there was another terrorist. That was the guy, the friend of the friends, who bought the guns. And then, of course, the guns were found to be in the hands of the terrorists. It's an interesting story how this whole thing broke out, but we're going to talk about it. Anyway, so these two terrorists come in, and it wasn't two. We have very good information. It was three. You know, actually, the witnesses that were there in the room said there were three. Now, you have to kind of go along with that, and you have to kind of go along with a lot of the Twitter feeds and so on that were going on at the time because people in the Amazon building, they're right next to the old former Norton Air Force Base, were saying that there was a third terrorist who got away. And we believe that there was. Now, we're tracking down the third terrorist. And by the way, there's a lot of evidence to indicate to us here at Agenda 21 Radio, there is a third evidence. There is a third terrorist out there. That's the evidence that we have. Okay, but let's talk about tradecraft. These guys come in, and within 1 minute, they've killed 14 people. About a minute, minute and a half. They exit the building, and they get away. And they're gone for almost 4 hours. Now, that just does not fit anything that we've known in any of the other terror attacks committed by this president through the false flags. That just doesn't fit it. So right away, we've got issues. And where is everybody's on the narrative? You see, the president, in every situation, up until this one, was out within 30 minutes of the shooting or the incident, maybe an hour at most, coming up with a narrative that it was always the gun. This president and this administration had no narrative. For almost 4 hours. 4 hours. And then somebody came up with the notion. This is all played. You can listen to the tapes and all that. This is all being played out in real life. That the individual had come in, and one of the individuals had come into the building and was upset and left and then came back and shot up the place. It was workplace violence. So there you go. It's work-related. And that was the narrative. They had to have something. And the FBI agent, the limp-wristed FBI agent there that was running the thing in Los Angeles, that's what he came up with as a quick narrative to cover for the administration. So therefore, we can now blame it on the gun, right? It's the gun's fault. 4 hours almost. Now, that's just a little long, don't you think? A little long in the tooth. Well, you know, that sort of gets everybody's suspicion off. Like, you know, gee, why is the president so different with this one? And why are they so, you know, it was clearly a terrorist attack. The abundance of evidence that was left at the scene, the bomb making that was going on at the scene, all this stuff, it points to terrorism. And, of course, the links overseas, because she had come from Pakistan, he had been in Saudi Arabia. The links overseas were just absolutely all over the place. So all of a sudden, this was a different breed of cat. And by the way, there was a hunt going on for the terrorist. Right? They had a big hunt going on. They finally had a shootout with them in a car on a street, the side street there, in San Bernardino, which was a big dramatic thing. None of this has ever been played out like this before. So this was a real terrorist attack, real dead people. I know that the PSYOP that was going on, they said, well, they had a training, they had an active shooter training going on. Okay, just by the way, these active shooter trainings are going on all over the nation everywhere because there's large federal grants for them. And by the way, in that area of San Bernardino, there is a training facility. And it's used 24/7. Oh, it's used 5 days a week, for training purposes for various agencies. And it's used all the time. So it's not unusual that that was happening. That's just part of what we're doing now. I mean, Umpqua College had a police, are you ready for this? A police training course or courses designed to, of course, train police officers. And they had just gotten a grant from the federal government to set up that course. How convenient. And they were practicing active shooter trainings as part of the coursework there at the college. Isn't that convenient? Getting everybody in that mindset that everybody's going to have an active shooter going on all the time. Anyway, but this is different, completely different than what happened in San Bernardino. And this president knows it, and he's on the hook. This is why he's been so vacuous. Somebody else did this. Somebody else did this. And this is why he's on, well, on the skids. Now, we're getting more and more information about the shooter and his accomplice who sold him the guns. Or, as the accomplice says, Marquise, he says that, well, I loaned him the guns. But I want to go into this notion that this happened, and the design on this attack and this terrorist attack was going back as long as 4 years ago, as we're starting to find out. And that there could have been other attacks that were actually thwarted over the years by these individuals. Now, what prompted this particular attack is the big question. Did somebody go rogue? Was it payback? Was it payback against the employees that were there? And so therefore it was workplace violence? Well, we know it wasn't workplace violence because James Comey came out and said, yes, this is actually a terrorist attack, much to the chagrin of the president. The president did not want Comey to label this as a terrorist attack for obvious reasons. Because, you know, the president can't be, you know, affiliated with terrorism. But Comey rightfully did, ultimately, over days. And remember, they didn't want to release the names of the individual because, both of the individuals, because why? They were Muslim. And they didn't want to associate it with it. Boy, they were trying like crazy to get the press to suppress the names, which is just absolutely horrific if you think about it. Why would the administration want to do that? Well, because the president, being a Muslim himself, doesn't want to have that reflect poorly on Islam, right? And he knew it would. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Presson with Agenda 21.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break, and they will break. And at the worst possible time, call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 877-706-1423. That's 877-706-1423. Again, 877-706-1423. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order. That's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 Show.
Bought the rifles and the same Bernardino shooters used in their terror attack is now under arrest. That's what a law enforcement source now confirms to Fox News. The suspect's name is Enrique Marquez. He once lived next door to the husband, Syed Farouk. Officials have said that Marquez, that neighbor just arrested, legally purchased at least two of the rifles several years ago. They have not said how the terrorists got their hands on the guns because there is no record of Marquez transferring them. Analysts say that will go a long way to determining the charges against Marquez, which could be anything from lying on an application to conspiracy to commit terrorism. We've reported officials say Marquez and the husband, Farouk, were longtime friends and had talked about carrying out a different attack back in 2012. But they say the two men dropped those plans after investigators arrested some people in an unrelated case. President Obama is set to meet tomorrow with families of the victims of the San Bernardino attack. And federal sources now tell Fox News officials would like to bring Marquez in front of a judge today ahead of the president's visit. But those sources say the former neighbor has been giving valuable information to investigators who obviously want to get as much of that valuable information as is possible. It's Fox Top Story developing now, and Trace Gallagher leading our coverage from the West Coast News Hub. Any idea what this man is telling investigators, Trace?
Well, we know that he's been talking quite a bit, Chef, and in police jargon, they want Enrique Marquez to sing for as long as possible before he lawyers up, and that will be very soon because, as we all know, he really now is at the center of this investigation. We should also note that sources say investigators don't yet know if Marquez is giving all this great information, if it's accurate, or if he's grandstanding. That's why the FBI is now scrambling to corroborate his story to see if his narrative is reliable. They want to know if it's true that Syed Farouk talked about other targets, if the rifles Marquez purchased were intended to be used in the attack on the regional center, because if he knew the rifles could be used for an attack, that would up the penalties Marquez now faces. So far, no exact word on charges. As we know, gun charges will certainly be among them. The feds were planning a news conference for late today, but for the time being, Shep, that news conference has been put on hold.
Aside from the charges, Trace, what else have we learned about Marquez?
Well, the history of Enrique Marquez tends to shade his value a bit, but Marquez worked as a security guard at Walmart. He did odd jobs at a local bar. He converted to Islam several years ago, but his coworkers say he also drank alcohol, which is forbidden for Muslims. He reportedly told his coworkers about these sleeper cells that were ready to carry out attacks, but they never took him seriously. And then 2 days before his home in Riverside was raided by the feds, Marquez posted a message on Facebook saying, quote, "I'm very sorry, guys. It was a pleasure." And then when he did not show up for work, his friends thought he was suicidal. Turned out on the day of the shooting, he admitted himself to a mental health facility and was said to be drinking heavily. We have now learned, by the way, that the killers, Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, were both buried in a quiet funeral on Tuesday.
That's Fox News, of course. That was yesterday. A little bit of background on Enrique Marquez, naturally. Is he the third terrorist? No, he's not. But he could be an accessory, obviously. And he has been actually charged. He was arrested. He was charged. So that did, in fact, take place. So that's done. Both terrorists are buried in a Muslim grave. We reported this yesterday. And now we've got the president coming to visit today. Okay, president's visit to San Bernardino with all this stuff happening. I wonder how many people are actually going to meet with the president or the victims' families to be consoled by the president. You see, there's a lot of people finding out about this president and what this guy's been up to. And it's just kind of like the thing in Roseburg where nobody met with the president. The president shows up and no one met with him. In San Bernardino, they'll have a crowd, though, because they're so dependent on government in San Bernardino. There really is no industrial base there in San Bernardino any longer. And this is the Inland Empire has been basically on the government teat for a long time. That's why there's a lot of poverty in that area. And it's surprising poverty. You know, it's one of the things that, a little side note, a little by-the-by, when you listen to these, you know, for the pursuit, the whole slow-motion, you know, I guess you would say, what would you say? There's a slow motion, you know, shootout with the police in the black SUV. Just amazing to me. But, you know, what was happening around the community when you listen to the police scanners of all this, all of a sudden there's people that are running. And you don't, it's like, what? The sirens are going to this area where the shootout was, and people are starting to run. And they're reporting about five or six places, people running. So there's a lot of confusion. Now, I want to straighten out the confusion because I used to work in that area, and I'm familiar with some of the stuff that a lot of drugs, a lot of gangster behavior going on. So what was happening where people were running, these were people that were being scared out of homes or whatever because they're doing other illegal activities. This is my assessment. So they were so paranoid because all the sirens coming down, they just started running. I have seen this before. So, I mean, they're just like scattering, you know. That lent itself to the problem and the confusion about the third terrorist. But there is a third terrorist out there. Who created this operation? As we have said, we really, our sources are telling us that Saudi Arabia is the main financier of this. You also have the Russians. It's payback. Remember what was going on beforehand. That ISIS, who the president created, brought down a Russian airliner. And this was one way to tell Obama, it's not just your terrorist game any longer. That's pretty much, I think, explains the president's response. And so is and everybody else's response. What was just something internally in America has now been attacked. We've been attacked, literally, by an enemy that the president has created. There was payback that took place. Something to think about. Enrique Marquez, though, sold the guns to Farouk. When he sold the guns to Farouk, well, he said, actually, that he just lent them to them for safekeeping. Really. Broke a couple laws. You know, and again, criminals break laws. Had nothing to do with the guns. Right? The guns didn't break the laws. The criminals broke the laws because the state and the federal government require transfer forms, and they didn't do that, really. Imagine that, criminals following the law. Are they going to do that? So the laws that the president is going to propose and foist upon us just before Christmas to try and take away our Second Amendment, we got to put a stop to that, ladies and gentlemen, because that's the bottom line. What he's using right now as an excuse But in the meantime, the United States really was attacked. And he doesn't know how to handle it. And now we've got terrorist threats going on all around the nation. And he's going to Hawaii. Mahalo. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So the latest on Enrique Marquez, 24 years old, is that he was finally arrested and arraigned yesterday at about 5:18 p.m. in Riverside County Federal Court. So, he's taken care of. He is taken care of. In that regard, now, of course, now the whole ball game continues. He's lawyered up, and he's not going to be answering any more questions. The feds think that they've got all they can out of him. But can you trust the feds? That's the key question. So, just a little caveat there. Didn't want to leave you hanging on whether or not he was, but he definitely was arraigned yesterday. You know, it only took about 10 minutes in court, and the judge put off the bail hearing, I guess, until Monday. So we got some more action that's going on there. Okay, let's turn to some other things, though, that I just want to throw at you because it is Drudge Friday. And one of the articles here that parents, this is an interesting one, parents question choice to sing Allah Akbar at holiday concert. See, this is the kind of stuff that's going on out there in the schools and stuff. Creeping Sharia. Now, here's another one, Fox News. Feds can't say whereabouts of those whose visas were revoked over terror threat. Now, this is kind of an interesting one because, you know, I've been saying, into the astonishment of people when I go to public places and speak, and I talk about there's thousands of these terrorist cells out there in the United States. And it, clearly, this whole situation that developed here in San Bernardino was a case of where these terrorists had been embedded for a long time. And these guys had been planning other terrorist attacks. There's no question about it. Now, there's thousands of these people out there. And here is the story right here on Fox News where they talk about that. That they have so many people that they don't know where they are. It says that one of the reports is that there has been as many as 122,000 visas since 2001, including 9,500 because of the terror threat, that have been revoked. And Chaffetz, in a hearing yesterday, has just been going ballistic because, you know, there's no oversight on any of these people. So when I say that there's thousands of these cells out there, please believe me, this is just what happened yesterday where the feds finally came out and where they've been outed on this whole issue. So it's not that this is something that's that simple. They're out there. They're here. So let's do something about it. See something, say something? No, let's don't be that stupid. Let's be smarter than that. Anyway, okay, the other thing. Big things going on because you have, you know, what is the world is Paul Ryan doing? Giving away the house, right? So the Democrats get everything that they wanted, including funding for, well, all those hundreds of thousands of immigrants that are coming in from Syria, Central America, and South America. So Catholic Charities and other charitable organizations are going to reap billions of dollars on the, well, trafficking in human flesh and slavery, thanks to Paul Ryan. There was no resistance. They got everything they wanted on the Democratic side. It's just as if Boehner was still there. And, of course, we got Boehner, too. Boehner 2.0. Now, this is kind of interesting. On Drudge, these are the article. Ryan gives it all away. Unbelievable. $1.4 billion to resettle illegals inside the United States. And Limbaugh, what is he saying? This is what Limbaugh is saying. And I concur with this. I concur with this. I absolutely concur. Given what Jeb Bush is saying, that he would rather have Hillary Clinton as president than Donald Trump. And, you know, here's Donald Trump trying to bring the party together, right? This is what they're saying. It says, this is the article that came from Rush Limbaugh in his transcript. GOP sells America down the river. This is Rush. The country has just been sold down the river again by our very own Republican Party. I have a headline here from the Washington Times. White House declares total victory over GOP and budget battle. That headline's a misnomer. There was never a battle. None of this was opposed. The Republican Party didn't stand up in any way, and the die has been cast for a long time on this. I know many of you are dispirited, depressed, angry, a combination of all that, but folks, there was no other way this could have gone down. Because 2 years ago, when the Republican Party declared they would never do anything that would shut down the government, they would not impeach Obama. There were no obstacles in Obama's way, and there were no obstacles in the way of the Democratic Party. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. Obama has known that he's not touchable. He is not going to be touched by anybody. And the Democratic Party is going to do whatever they want to do. Because the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, that whole gaggle of Republicans, they've left the country behind. They have damaged this country severely. I would suggest that if you have a politician who voted for this bill, and we're going to take a look on how this whole thing played out, and we're going to break it down for you because there is an election coming up. And as President Obama says, elections have consequences. Well, guess what? This is a consequence coming to an election. The giveaway of the United States of America by the Republican Party. And Rush Limbaugh is calling for the disbanding of the Republican Party. I don't know why we haven't had this conversation years ago. I left the party in 1992. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginn that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone. smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, this whole notion of the Republican Party going away is a pretty good one, actually. You know, I predict, I shouldn't say a full prediction. I'm suspicious about Jeb Bush forming a third party to derail Trump and bring Hillary in. Or, how about Jeb Bush as a vice presidential candidate for Hillary Clinton? I mean, the Republican Party's gone. It truly is. And, you know, Rush makes the point, and this is so true, and we actually have been able to see this happen, that the Republican Party in the House and in the Senate, they're running afraid of the media. They don't want to be labeled various things, so as a result, they're going to give the Democrats anything they want. You know, this whole thing about shutting down the government and all that good stuff and how fearful that is. You know, they gave up the power of the purse to this president. And, you know, he knew right away, as soon as that happens, he was untouchable. And that's why the Democrats have been sitting so happy. You know, they got Mitch McConnell like they wanted, and they got Paul Ryan like they wanted. They got in the leadership of the Republican Party who they needed, because Republicans were so scared of the media. And you see, this is the thing that the Republicans don't understand, is that there's a new media out there. Donald Trump understands it. And it's the media that you're listening to right now. It's the alternative new stream media, as we call it. People are listening to us and not the mainstream media. And this is what those Republicans like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell do not understand. They think we're a bunch of loons. But listen, I got to tell you, guys, we're large and in charge. And that's what Donald Trump has tapped into. Everybody says he's crazy for going on Alex Jones. He's crazy not to. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.